Welcome to Afyam Yushami, Shir sponsor, Louis Nishmas, and Moshe Howard Zatzal. We're holding in Sukkah Daf Yud Gimel in the Art School of Vahadar edition, Perek Sheni, in the middle of Aloha Dalit, starting in Daf Yud Gimel and Wudalif, five lines from the top. So the Gemara is just in the middle of quoting here Sugya Maseches Eruvin, and there we learned that when you have an Eruv on a tree, you're allowed to take it from the tree. Meaning if the Eruv is sitting in a basket, you could just tilt the basket and take the Eruv from there. So the Gemara understands that even though the basket is on the tree, you're using here the side of the tree. And therefore you could take out the Eruv from the basket because you're not using the tree on top of the tree, you're using it on the side. So the Gemara now asks the following. Taninon, Taman Taninon means we learned over there, which is in Masechet Sukkah by us. If you have the schach leaning on two walls made by man, and one wall is a tree, or two walls made by tree, one by the Adam, it's kosher. If you can't use it on Yontif, why not? Because you're going to be using the side of the tree. The Gemara understands that the schach is leaning on the side of the tree. So says the Gemara, you said that the sukkah is kosher, but you can't go on Yontif because you're using the side of the tree. You say you could take the Eruv from the basket on Shabbos. So that's the difference. Well, we said you're allowed to take the Eruv from the basket on Shabbos. That's because the basket is on the side of the tree. And therefore, you're allowed to use the side of the tree. But the schach, we're not talking about the schach is on the side of the tree. It's on top of the tree. And therefore, it's asur. And the reason it's asur is because you may come to use the schach. And the schach is on top of the tree. It's considered to be using the top of the tree. So now you learn the sugya of sukkah and the sugya from Eruvin from each other. What Eruvin learns from sukkah is that's the Gersa Rav Chaim. That if the Eruv was on top of the tree, so even though the Eruv is a good because of Ben Hashmosh, you could reach it as we saw in the previous daf, because to go on the tree is only so derabanan, but you're now allowed to carry the Eruv on Shabbos. And that learns from here, meaning sukkah learns from Eruvin. If you have two poles coming out of the tree and you put schach on top of them, meaning the schach is not on top of the tree, but on the side of the tree, it's kosher, you can use the sukkah on Yontif. He comes to argue, he says no. Both sugyas, the sugya in Eruvin, the sugya and sukkah, he's using the side of the tree. So my kedon, so how are you going to explain the difference between two mishnayos? It's a sheet of Lozo ben Shimon. The Tanya of Shimon ben Lozo Oimem mutalish tamish el tzdodi beim of Shabbos. Says you're allowed to use the side of an animal of Shabbos, even though you're not allowed to go on top of the animal. It's the same way you can use the side of the animal, you can use the side of the tree. That's the sheet of Shimon ben Lozo. But Chachomim argue on him, and they hold you cannot use the side. So the Mishnah by us that says you're not allowed to use the sukkah because it's on the side of the tree is a kutur rabbanon. And the sugya in Eruvin that says that you can use the side to reach the Eruv, that is according to Shimon Elazar. Halacha hei zok de Mishnah. Ha'oise sukkosoi ben ha'ilonois va'ilonois dafnos loy. If one builds a sukkah and the walls are made out of trees, so the sukkah is between trees and the trees are the walls, but the schach is not hanging on the tree, then ksheiro with no limitations, you're not choshish is going to come to use the trees if it's the schach is not standing on it. Shluchim mitzvah p'turim in a sukkah. Someone who's sent to do a mitzvah, he's in the process of doing a mitzvah, he's a shliach of a mitzvah, he's p'turim in a sukkah. Choylum mishoshayim p'turim in a sukkah. Someone who's sick is p'turim in a sukkah, and someone who's taking care of the sick is p'turim in a sukkah. Why is that so? So the shluchim mitzvah p'turim in a sukkah, because they have a din ha'oisik b'mitzvah p'turim in a mitzvah. The ones in Mishamshin and the choylim are the same reason. They're doing a mitzvah of bikur choylim, so they're p'turim in a mitzvah. The choylim themselves, they have a din of teishu kein dador. They have to sit in the sukkah the way you'd be in the house. The house also, if someone doesn't feel well, he will move to a more comfortable place. Continues the Gemara that if you'd give him a base, one can eat and drink something small out of the sukkah if it's not like achilas kva, if it's not doing a kviya suhuda. Zog de Gemara, Rav Chuno ozel le'aynetav. Chuno went to this place called Aynetav. What was the purpose? The gist that we have in the Gemara is le'simono, the gist of korban eid, that means le'mimno. Both means he's doing kiddush achodesh, either minyav kiddush achodesh or the simon of kiddush achodesh. So he went to do a mitzvah. Kiosi, as he was going, tso goyisto, he got very thirsty on his way. For the kibbutz alai lituklu, he did not accept to eat anything. Adal the matalalte, until he got to the sukkah, the Rabbi Yochanan suffered the gufto, Rabbi Yochanan the sefer of the place called gufto. Why? Even though Oisik ben amitzah potter ben amitzah, and he was on the way to do kiddush chodesh, he still was machmir on himself not to eat out of the sukkah. Omar amano loisov dovar choylin shesakona. When we said in the Mishnah that sick people don't have to eat in the sukkah, it's not only if he has a sakana, because sakana is the fashos. Even if it's not such a big sickness, if he's not feeling well, he doesn't have to eat in the sukkah. Once I had pain in my eyes in a place called Kisrin. Rabbi allowed me and anybody who took care of me to eat, to sleep out of the sukkah. Rabbi Barzav Domar, Shushvinim v'chol pni chupa p'turim min ha-sukkah. Shushvinim are the ones who are taking care of the chasson, the ones who are with him in the simcha. So not only the shushvinim, all the pni chupa, anybody dealing with the chupa, is p'turim min ha-sukkah, because oisik ben ha-mitzvah. Tani says in the Braiso, Shoyim me'ahir b'yoyim p'turim min ha-sukkah b'yoyim v'chayavim b'layla. The guards of the city, they're p'turim min ha-sukkah when they're guarding. So if they guard in the day, so the p'turim in the day, but the chayav in the night. If they're guarding in the night, they're part of the sukkah in the night, but the chayav in the day. If they're shurim here day and night, they're part of always. That's only guards that are guarding from geysers from the army. Meaning that it's one mefarsh says because of sukkah nefashos, or it's a very big need. I will be showing me mama, and if it's just guarding money, also oisim can show me ganu superdesim. We treat them like the guards of fields and orchards that they are chayav b'sukkah. The pasuk shad is that Yerushalmi learns that shmir simamen is not enough to deport him in a sukkah, and whatever it has to do with money, you still chayav b'sukkah. Says the Gemara, Vudmo Milcho, that's the name of this person. Havidamoch komichanuse, he was sleeping in front of his store to guard it. Over Abchia Barbor Malay Azil Domul Goy Metal Altoch, go sleep in the sukkah. Because again, this is mommin. For mommin, you're not part of the sukkah. Ramanav Shushvini Dev Yakob Pleiti. Pleiti. He was the Shushvin, meaning the one who's taking care of the chasan. Also, Shirley Rabbi asked Rabbi Yasi, should I sleep in the sukkah or not? Omele Azil Domul Goy Metal Altoch, go sleep in the sukkah. Meaning, he argues what we said before, that Shushvini put him in the sukkah. Or that he holds that you could still be very happy in the sukkah. You could do simchas chasam nekala in the sukkah as well. Rav Yitzchak bar Maryoin, have a shushvini dechad barnash. He was the shushvini of one person. The one doesn't give us the name who it was. But shoy le ablos, he asked ablos what to do. Omalei ezil domuch goy metalaltoch, again sleep in the sukkah, that a shushvini should sleep in the sukkah. So when I said sholach Rabbi Loi Yitzchak Rabbi Lozer belud, he went to visit Rabbi Lozer to be maglut pri rabba beregel. Omar Lay, so he told him, Afat Mishoivse a regel? Meaning, are you a shavis in the regel? Rabbi Chaim says probably the correct answer should be Afat Einchom Mishoivse a regel. You're not shavis a regel? Meaning, you're not doing, you're not carrying the regel properly. It's not the Shavach Tebichor to leave his house in the regel, because he has to be Simcha, have to be Mesamech with his wife. So he found there was a hero went to do the brismillah by Ravilo. For the kabila lai mitum klum, he didn't want to eat anything. Using here the gears of Rab Chaim, for lo yadi, we didn't know what was the reason he didn't want to eat anything. Either because he held you're not supposed to eat before you daven musaf, he was mocked but not to eat before musaf. That's why he didn't agree to eat anything, or or because it's not the right thing to leave the house in the regal, as we said before. And the book concludes, Be'adein lo yad. He really didn't know what was the reason why he did not eat in that bris milah. We learn in the Mishnah that one can eat achilas aray outside of the sukkah. So said the Gemara Mablozor, achilo aray. There's such a thing as achilas aray. Ein sheina aray. There's no such thing as sleeping a temporary sleep. Why not? So Chavayim explain, shekeno do mishtekeh betoch shnosei. Once you start sleeping, even a very temporary sleep, one could fall asleep very deeply. So it becomes shenas kva. Rav Yilo explained, she can odom yoshin kimo vidayor, because sometimes a person doesn't need a long sleep. Sometimes all he needs is a few minutes of sleep. So that's a shenas kva. What makes a kva? So mishnah by food, a person eats bread, that makes a sudas kva. But by sheino, what's the definition of sheinas kva? Is it because it's long? Sometimes a person needs only a short sleep. What's the difference between the two answers? Says the Gemara, what happens if a person goes to sleep and he appoints somebody to wake him up after a few minutes? The problem is he may fall asleep deeply to have a long sleep. Mutter, because here he's not going to fall asleep for a long time because someone's going to wake him up. The reason is because even a short sleep can be a shnas kva, so it doesn't matter if he has somebody waking him up. At the end of the day, he may be sleeping a shnas kva. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Sukkah Daf Yud Gimel.